Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me join previous speakers in congratulating you on assuming this very important post and assure you of my delegation's full support for your formidable task of steering our work to a successful and consensual outcome. Let me also take this opportunity to welcome Samoa as the 179th state party to the BWC. Mr. Chairman, Hungary associates itself with the statement to be delivered by the European Union later on. Therefore, I will only make a few brief remarks from a perspective of a country with a long-standing commitment to the advancement of the goals of the BWC, stretching from the work of the ad hoc group in the 90s through the proceedings of multiple intersessional cycles to the presidency of the review conference last year. As we are all aware, the BWC is at a crossroads. As it has been underlined by the message of the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, the Convention needs to adapt to the rapidly changing political and scientific environment where technical knowledge used for legitimate purposes can be easily transformed to produce biological weapons. There is a pressing need to strengthen the BWC and enhance its implementation so as to reduce the threat of biological agents being used for malign purposes by state or non-state actors. Recognizing this need, state parties established an innovative preparatory process for the AIDS Review Conference, which for the first time addressed not only procedural matters but substance as well. During the review conference itself, a large number of ambitious proposals covering a wide range of issues were submitted that can serve as a basis for our work, since the final document of the review conference kept open the window of opportunity for making progress during this meeting of state parties on issues of substance and process for the period before the next review conference. Furthermore, as a result of intensive discussions and informal consultations during the REFCON, a number of potentially consensual elements were identified for a new substantive intersessional program. Such elements include the allocation of additional days every year to the ISP in order to address the key topics of science and technology, national implementation, international cooperation, preparedness, response and assistance in a newly created open-ended working group that would prepare factual reports, including possible recommendations for the consideration of the annual meeting of state parties. In this respect, we welcome the paper submitted by the Russian Federation, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Mr. Chairman, we trust that since the last November, state parties have thoroughly analyzed the outcome of the review conference and are now able to show the flexibility required to translate areas where consensus can be reached into a progressive and comprehensive package and a substantive ISP as mandated by the REFCON. In our assessment, the international conference hosted by the Russian Federation in Sochi in early November and the workshop hosted by Malaysia and the United States here last week have contributed to this process. We are also encouraged by the fact that although the informal consultation process was longer and more complicated than usual, the first committee of the United Nations General Assembly yet again adopted the traditional resolution on the BWC sponsored by Hungary without a vote. We sincerely hope that this will give a positive impetus to our deliberations. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, let me underline that the outcome of our work will be decisive in shaping the midterm perspective of the BWC, a fundamental pillar of the international community's efforts to address biological threats and challenges. If we are to preserve and further strengthen the Convention's relevance, we cannot miss this opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.